Hello, and welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today, we've returned to the street for Street Scenes number 5. We've got a food truck that serves Irish burritos, and we have the unfortunate public radio reporter who has been pushed out of the transdimensional portal in a gelatinous form onto the street. But this is America. You know that he's very well received by the other denizens.
Yes, I think ICE is on their way. But Tony, as in every sketch, there is a hidden implicit question of some sort of quotidian and or philosophical dimension that we want you to try and figure out. And if you figure it out, what should you do?
You should write it in, fax it, and if so, you could win a valuable prize.
Welcome to part 5 of what has become an increasingly upsetting new feature here on Men in Charge, Street Scenes, where I wander the streets of Lower Heights looking for folks we call denizens, and I ask them what the devil they're up to. Of course, these interviews got me turned into a gelatinous form and sucked into a wizard's transdimensional portal, shooting me into a subway filled with other gelatinous forms, and then the subway conductor dumped me off onto some street somewhere, still in a gelatinous form.
Not another gelatinous blob dumped in the street. Keep driving off my customers.
It's not just the gelatinous blobs that discourage us from patronizing your food truck, Bob. You sell Irish burritos. Those require a very jarring combination of ingredients. Not appealing for a lunchtime offering.
Excuse me, could someone please... Hey, watch it. You nearly ran me over.
As a gelatinous blob, you're not exactly visible to passing motorists, so you're not in a position to complain.
Just ignore Arlene here. She'd criticize a big toe for taking up extra space on your foot.
I share your distaste for excessive criticism, Mr. Street Vendor, but could you scoop me out of the street, please? And also, tell me where I am. Also, tell me how I might recover my human form.
I don't know, pal. That's a lot of requests all of a sudden. I can't be stopping to scoop stuff off the street every minute. And lunch is a busy time for me.
It is not, Bob. There's no one on the street but us and the occasional passing car.
Hey! Well, that one was way too close.
Come on, Arlene. It's early yet.
It's 1:15.
Well, the lunchtime rush will start in just a minute. Just you wait.
You want me to wait? I'm not going to wait.
I'm here too. If you could at least scoop me out of the street.
Hey, you're on public radio, aren't you? I recognize your voice. But if I'd known you were a gelatinous blob, I never would have pledged that monthly amount. In fact, I'm going to cancel my membership as soon as I get home.
Isn't anyone going to help me?
Look, buddy, we've all got our problems. Maybe you could try rolling yourself up into the curb at least.
Well, Tony, here's one that somehow crossed the border. You would think ICE would be on their toes. Brian Elsinore of Ophelia's Hamlet, Ontario, asks, where is the nearest Tim Hortons donuts, eh? It's over there. It's to the left, wherever you're standing next to your radio, because it's in Canada. So that's all I can really tell you about that. I do want to give a shout out.
Well, first, we have to critique the question.
Oh, yeah.
It's wrong and bad.
It's wrong and bad. We just wrote that down on a card for ones that we don't have great ideas about. People who have great ideas are our cast, Greg Smith, Ann Porter, Scott Herrick. The writer of today's episode was Tony Flynn. And a shout out to the man who, in Paris, Texas, is known as everybody's uncle, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.